Saturdays.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I've got another comedy for you today. I got a lot of feedback.
Oh, good.
About The Wrong Missy, so I thought we'd go comedy again. This one, The Trip to Greece, slightly more highbrow. It stars Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, and a lot of delicious-looking Mediterranean food and scenery. It's directed by Michael Winterbottom. He's directed the previous three The Trip films. This is the fourth film in the series. Previously, Rob and Steve have been to the Lakes District in the north of England. They've been to Spain and they've been to Italy. Now they're in Greece. Anyway, look, if you've seen the previous three trip films, you'll be familiar with the formula. Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan, playing exaggerated versions of themselves, travel through picturesque locations, eating amazing food at restaurants, and tease, bicker, and try to one-up and make the other one laugh the whole trip.
I would like to stay in the Hotel Lesbian.
Come, come, Mr. Bond. You like staying in the Hotel Lesbian just as much as I do.
If I can get my head down in the Lesbian, I'm more than happy.
This time the pair are travelling from Troy to Ithaca in the footsteps of Odysseus. Look, if you're not familiar with the sort of Coogan-Brydon banter to expect on The Trip to Greece, maybe you should go to YouTube and type in Dueling Michael Caines. That'll give you an idea. That's from the first film, The Trip. But by now, most viewers will probably have seen at least one of The Trip films. Coogan and Brydon obviously are very comfortable playing exaggerated versions of themselves. They still bounce off each other very well. Their comic timing is still there too, as well as just the right amount of competitive tension as the two improvise around Michael Winterbottom's very loose script. One particular interesting element to this film was Michael Winterbottom managing to squeeze in a bit of a cross promotion for his and Coogan's next project called Greed. It may feel a bit awkward to some viewers, but it's a very Winterbottom touch to make the viewer aware that there's more than luxury tourism happening in the Mediterranean at the moment. And that's all I'll say. I don't want to give any spoilers away about Greed. There's also another somber subplot running through this film, which I suppose is there to suggest that even funny men have their own personal struggles. But if this is to be the last film in the series, it seems to be an unnecessarily depressing element to throw in. Why leave the viewer on such a downer? A particular highlight of this film for me, though, was Rob Brydon's beautiful Welsh brogue. I'm not sure if he's adding a touch of Richard Burton in there, but I could listen to him read poetry, tourist guidebooks, or even the phone book all day. So if you enjoy looking at picture postcard scenery whilst two wealthy white men tease, bicker with each other and do impressions, whilst eating at expensive restaurants that you or I will probably never go to in front of crystal blue waters, you'll find The Trip to Greece to be comfortable and familiar viewing. Sort of like putting on an old pair of shoes.
I look better as I get older. Yeah. Lots of women
say
that.
Well, a man is going to say it as well. I'm saying it. You look better older.
Oh, thank you.
You were unpalatable as a young man.
There's even one revealing scene where Steve Coogan's character criticises originality and claims it's actually harder and more worthy to do something familiar. But if you've seen the previous three trip films, the familiarity of things may start to make you wonder if you haven't just watched another slightly more inferior version of the movie you enjoyed so much back in 2010. Mark Twain once said, "I found out that there ain't no surer way to find out whether you like people or hate them than to travel with them." Or in this case, watch them in four very similar movies together. Brydon and Coogan do start to become annoying, and Coogan in particular a bit self-important and arrogant. Towards the end of the film, as in the previous three, Coogan and Brydon have just about had enough of each other's company.
It can be exhausting.
Good God, you should meet you!
But the more jaded viewer will get the impression after about 30 minutes. The duelling Dustin Hoffmans and Mick Jaggers have got nothing on the duelling Michael Caines of the first film. They just feel tired and a bit desperate. It has been a mostly enjoyable ride, but with The Trip to Greece, this series of films has surely reached its journey's end.
Sounds like an almost infuriating moment toward the end, but there's so much escapism layered in it that I think I would still enjoy it just for the scenery.
If you enjoy watching travel shows, you'll probably like this film too.
Michael, thank you very much, and thank you for bringing me another comedy.
Pleasure.
What would you say you're most proud of?
My seven BAFTAs.
Aye, for me, it'd be my children.
Yeah, well, because I haven't got any BAFTAs.
Though you have got children, which is interesting.